League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just another reason to love the Golden State Warriors. Free tacos. They won last night, so they were the road warriors, so to speak. And because of it, when the road team wins in the finals, you get yourself a free taco. Just head to the websites if you want to figure out
how Rockets
to do it.
Fans love that free Chick-fil-A, so I ain't mad at it.
That's when they missed two free throws in a row or something like that?
Yeah, in the fourth quarter.
Huh. It has to be in the fourth quarter?
I think so.
They did that around the whole year. Right? But it wasn't just here. It was at other places, too, right?
Oh, I can't answer. I don't know.
Other
Maybe,
places
probably.
Did it for, obviously, other food.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the deal that they have with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Obviously. Some of them are for two missed free throws. Some of them are for if they get to 100 and some points or something, 120 points, I think.
Yeah.
I do have a quick shout-out, if you guys don't mind.
Sure.
No. I am not going to allow it.
Please.
Just kidding.
Please.
No, go ahead.
So, you guys remember Hassan, who, a childhood friend of mine that I had on the air, the douchebag that you called. He was had a Tesla, and you called him a D-bag for owning a Tesla,
yeah,
and he's an attorney
yeah.
in California.
Yes.
Remember that guy?
I remember that guy.
Wait, I was going to say, I didn't call anybody a D-bag.
No, that was Barry.
Okay.
Barry was the D-bag to my childhood
I was
friend.
A D-bag to your D-bag friend.
Yeah, basically. Okay. Well, his twin brother, Marwan El-Rakabawi, was named the interim head coach at Shriner University. So I want to give a very special shout-out to him because I grew up with this guy.
Very cool.
And I'm telling you, a guy that has an unbelievable basketball mind, super smart, has coached deaf basketball teams.
Wow.
I could not be happier for Marwan because this is a one-year opportunity for him to prove himself as a head coach for the 2019 and 2020 season. So very special shout out to Coach Marwan because he's doing his thing.
That's
very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets, you know what, and every day is a resume. So if he gets a chance to do something like that and make and has some success, hopefully that leads
hopefully
to something
that
else.
That's his foot in the door, hopefully.
Couple of texts to get to before we move on. Hey, Barry, the wife thinks the grass isn't growing because we need to aerate the lawn.
Oh, boy. Did Randy Lemon get in touch with you?
No.
Because he wasn't allowed to go on the air with us.
I know.
But he said he was going to reach out on Facebook or something.
I haven't seen anything from him, no. But
it's not your birthday week anymore.
Yeah, he's moved on. Yes, yeah. That might not be the only reason it doesn't grow. But
you're really okay.
Air what?
I guess
it was a legitimate question about aerating the yard.
Doesn't mean it has a legitimate time for an answer.
By the way, for your information, Joseph, mm-hmm. now is the time to put out herbicide according to Randy Lemon's fertilizer schedule. So put out a pre-emergent herbicide to kill the weeds.
Herbicide, not herp. Aside.
Or your yard will be overrun with weeds this fall. So do it now. Yes, aerating the lawn is always a good idea. Always a good idea. Number one show in Houston. Y'all are hilarious. And I think they used weed and feed to kill the bees. Hashtag lawn talk. See, fellas, glad to be back. Everyone missed the lawn talk. What?
Keep going.
Hey, what's up, guys?
No, I don't mean that literally.
Barry, I just used the Get Upside app for the first time. Thanks, brother. Great show, fellas. Chef Ed. I'm glad to hear that. Ed, enjoy the money. And someone wants us to give them a shout-out for using their company phone data while they listen to us on the app. And I am always down for that.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you burning up your company's phone data and listening to us. Thank you so much for that. Any other thoughts on the game? Did we miss anything or did we cover it all?
No, I just think it's going to be interesting who plays the rest of the way based on the fact that the meet and greet when the Warriors came off the floor were two all-stars. What are your thoughts? KD comes back. I thought initially KD would play in
They said he was out one or two no matter
right,
what.
Right, right. But that's what I was going to say. I initially thought before the series started he'd play game three, but I think they might have bought themselves some time because of the fact that they split.
What are you saving him for? At this point, what are you saving him for? KD might leave. You've got
Well, you're saving them because of the fact that a couple days when you're close may make the difference between, hey, it's iffy and you could tweak it again, to you can get it to where you get some practices under your belt, and then you can, you know, and you build some of that kind of that.
It's to me, at this point, if I just stole one on the road and he's ready, why would you save it?
That's the thing. You don't know if he's ready. Like Steve Kerr said, he's got to practice at least once. I would think, in order to feel comfortable, he's got to practice, feel how it feels, ice it down, you know, do all the preventative stuff.
But why wait? Because you need him to get back in shape too, right? You need him to get back into basketball shape. He's not played in a few weeks.
Well, you saw that with Boogie, right?
Right. But if you mess around and wait too long, and this thing goes seven, and he's out of shape for a game seven, that's the worst thing that can happen.
But my point is, Barry, if it's close, but he's still feeling it a little bit, that's when, and especially because fatigue's going to be a bigger factor than if he was in game shape and just jump right back on the court. With every extra step, with every day that you can get an extra day, because of the fact that if he re-injures it now he's done for the whole series. But sure, if you can get him a couple practices and you can monitor it, you can see how's it feeling and give him a little bit extra treatment, and that once he's on the floor, you know he's going to be good to go, and you're still building up the cardio from practice, but maybe you can get him to play the rest of the series.
I mean, I see your point about you bought yourself some time by going on the road and winning a game, but I don't know if I would, to my philosophy would be, if the trainers tell me that he, you know, what are the chances of re-injury at this point? And they give you a number. If it was 20%, do you take that chance or do you wait? Because you have a chance to put him away now. I mean, you go home, you win two in a row at home, and now you're up 3-1. It's pretty much a done deal. I don't think that I wait. I'm not leaving any bullets in the gun. I'm not gonna go down and make a mistake.
If you only got the bullet for one game because he comes back too soon, or, and again, it's all feel.
But why do they keep saying, oh, yeah, definitely out one and two, but come, I mean, I don't know.
Because of the fact that he's been on the court doing one-on-one individual things.
This might just be them leading us on too, and not, and wanting to keep Toronto guessing the entire time. He may never play again in this series.
And it might just be them. But I think that the urgency now with Clay's uncertainty means that instead of having the luxury of going, hey, he's going to be back at some point and we'll just figure it out as we go, now it's kind of a sense of urgency of, we stole one, we may be in some dire straits with Clay, and I think everybody knows if you're going to take the court without KD and Clay, that huge advantage Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's the urgency there that's going to factor in as well. So
yeah, it'll be interesting to see. You're right. Right now, finals is a bit of a mash unit.
Yeah, but at least we overall know it's probably going to be a long series. And look, the games have been, that was a, even as ugly as the basketball got for a while there, especially even down the stretch, it was compelling because it was close and it was dramatic. Yeah. And so it was fun to watch.
Warriors were what, down two with, until Iguodala hit that three-pointer. I mean, they
were up two.
I mean, not the Warriors. The Raptors were down two. They had a chance. As bad as they played, letting, you know, Golden State go on an 18-0 run, and you're still only down two, and it's a one-possession game. And you could tell at the end of that game that Nick Nurse was not happy with the way that the Raptors executed on the floor. I think he wanted to get a foul immediately, and they didn't do that. They almost got a strip at one point. They almost, Kawhi almost had
that.
How do you
steal,
not make that? I mean, that's just,
you know why? And he's not 100%.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, Steph wasn't 100%. There's a lot of guys that weren't 100% on the floor. It's just, you could tell Nick Nurse was not happy with their execution. And he tried, he was very politically correct in the post game when he talked about it. And he was like, look, normally you want to foul with under 28 seconds left. And we just didn't get the foul. We thought we had a strip. It didn't happen. And then we went too long, and that's on us. And he kind of took it as a whole, but you could tell his body language, he was pissed.
Yeah, because there's a thing. There's a window that makes sense. So if you're down, it's a one possession game. So if you're down two or three, and you've got 32 or more, so about 7 seconds difference, then you don't foul, because you know even if it takes a couple seconds to get the rebound, you still can advance the ball to midcourt, and you've got a really legitimate chance to tie the game or take the lead, depending on the score. But when it's only a couple seconds difference between the 24-second shot clock and there's only like, and there's 26 or 27, you just have to foul and extend the game because there's not enough time. If that ball, if they throw it up late and it hits the front of the rim and starts bouncing around, you're screwed.
Yeah.
So I couldn't figure out why they weren't fouling.
Yeah, that's the problem. I think that they thought they might get a strip or a turnover or whatever, and just didn't happen. So
yeah,
we'll see. By the Warriors going and stealing one on the road, that obviously changes the complexity of the series. And I don't know. I could see this going five now, just because you feel like Toronto.
Five?
Huh?
Five alone. I think it's going to go at least five.
Well, I mean,
I said Warriors in six, but there's a legitimate chance it could go the distance now.
True, but I felt like, did you see what Paul Pierce said about this team, about the Raptors? Yeah, but no, someone else kind of cooperated what he said and agreed with him. I think it was Chauncey Billups or whatever. But they both said basically this Raptors team looked like it just quit. Like it was disinterested, like it didn't care.
Oh, yeah, and I did see that, and it was, and you actually right. could see all of that.
Yeah, yep. And so you have to wonder now between that and the fact that the Warriors, you know, overcame the road, and Drake's pissed them off, and it's not a good recipe, you know.
Don't poke the bear.
I was with you. I think I said Warriors in six as well, but now that they go and steal one on the road, it won't surprise me if they just.
I just think the injuries are the factor that makes it depends on how long the series goes.
That's a good point.
All right, hey, we'll continue to roll on. If you guys want to still talk some finals, we're here for you. If you want to talk Rockets or Astros or all the other things that might have popped up on your mind and on your radar this weekend, we're here for you. Before we head to the break, though, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infused Energy. You know, Barry mentioned P. Randizzle earlier, one of our loyal suspects, and he was out there tweeting today and giving Chance McClain and other people some advice. If you are looking for a great energy provider, you need to go to Infuse Energy, because P. Randizzle switched and he saved thousands, just like me. I made the switch about 2 years ago, and I'm telling you, Infuse Energy, they back up what they say and they do everything that they promise you they're going to do, and they save you money. Check them out. You can go to InfuseEnergy.com, or better yet, call them, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. When you call, you're going to get a human being and not an automated system, so that'll take the frustration level down. And then they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them, because they want to make sure they pinpoint the best rate and the best deal they can possibly give you, whether it's for your business or your family. They're going to take care of you. You mentioned ESPN 97.5 right off the top, $25 bill credit, and you roll on from there as they continue to make sure that they are 100% honest and get the best tailor-made program that they can for you. In the rare occasions that there's another company out there that can beat their prices, they're even going to tell you about them too, because they just want you to be looking at them like a trusted friend, that you can make sure that they're not going to screw you over and you can trust them. And that's such a rare thing in business these days. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go, rolling through hour number two of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Monday. Fun day. Big city. Appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be, and whatever you may be doing, business or otherwise, on this hat day in Houston.
Score one for the fat guys, fellas. Score one for the fat guys.
I know where you're going with this.
Not all heroes wear capes. But Andy Ruiz Jr. is the hero we all needed. All right. There was a fight that took place over the weekend between Ruiz and Anthony Joshua. Mm-hmm. And Joshua was like 11-1 favorite to win, because Andy Ruiz Jr. looks more like Fluffy, the comedian, mm-hmm. which somebody tweeted out a meme of it. And less like a boxer. He's more Butterbean than Tyson, okay?
No doubt. No
but
doubt.
This dude goes out and scores a knockout victory against an undefeated Anthony Joshua. and gets all four title belts that Joshua held. Also, not just a big upset because it was 11-1 odds, but also screwed up a really big fight between Wilder and Joshua that was going to happen down the road between two undefeated heavyweights. Kind of screwed boxing as well. But good for him, man. When you look at this dude, I mean, he is Dad Bod City. He is. I saw a meme that had him and Daniel Cormier side by side, and I was like, yep. He's the Daniel Cormier of boxing. Not, I don't think he's as good as Daniel Cormier is in MMA, but just the fact that he's just...
He gives Tyler White hope that there's success on his doorstep.
See, you're so mean about...
I'm just telling you.
I hope Tyler White comes on our show one day and just punches you dead off in the face for making fat jokes about it.
When Charlie notices it and really makes a big, big deal of it, I think
doesn't make it okay.
Charlie's getting out of hand.
Too.
Here's the thing. If you were doing
radio. First of all, Charlie's skinny ass should never make a fat joke about anyone. That's just not right.
It's a little late for that.
Yeah, but you and I, we have our own issues with weight.
But
so,
we're working on them. But it doesn't affect our career. If you knew it was going to affect or adversely affect your career and that people were starting to notice it, wouldn't you be working on it?
No, because Andy Ruiz Jr. just proves that, you know what? It doesn't matter.
Don't you dare butterbean me either, because I don't want to hear about butterbean.
It doesn't matter your type. What do you mean butterbean?
Everybody was like, oh, well, you know what?
I just said
fat people
had a butterbean body.
Yeah, don't butterbean me. I don't want to hear about that. For the most part, fighters are not butterbean. I understand you're saying there's some MMA guys that aren't exactly like rocked up, but still. That dude just, I said he looked like what, Guillermo on Kimmel?
He does look like Guillermo and Kimmel a little bit. What's crazy is I went to that guy's, to Ruiz's Instagram, and he wasn't always this big. He's gotten bigger. Like, he was not, like, chiseled, but he looked to be in good shape, and I don't know if he just wanted to move up to heavyweight or he just found a love of Oreos or what happened. I have no idea. Or Snickers, that's what it was. He's like, Snickers is offering him... special deals or something like that because he talked about eating Snickers during camp or whatever. But to see it was just, it goes back to what I learned from covering MMA that body type doesn't necessarily make you a good fighter. You'll see guys that are chiseled and ripped and cut and all those things, and they have just no body fat, all muscle. And you know what? Sometimes that fat just hides muscle. And you got two guys that are strength-wise equal. And everybody's got a button. And it doesn't matter your body type. You can get knocked out by any dude.
Derek has made a name for himself. He doesn't necessarily have a fat body type, but he's not necessarily chiseled.
He's a big dude, yeah.
Roy Nelson made
That's
a name
for himself.
Another
good one. Roy Nelson's a guy you look at and think, this guy should not be able to fight.
Yeah, and he's a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So yeah. Go figure. So you never know.
But if you haven't seen pictures of him yet, just Google Andy Ruiz Jr. And you would look at that dude and go, no way he wins. There's no way.
And when he got knocked down earlier in the fight, and just watching him get back up, he got up like a fat guy. Like, he got back on his feet.
Looked like a turtle.
Yeah.
He's like rolling, like, help me up.
So you thought, oh, poor Ruiz. It's just a matter of time before Joshua knocks this guy senseless.
They on ESPN, they put the biggest odds, notable heavyweight upsets over the last 45 years. Ruiz versus Joshua was 11-1 odds in favor of Joshua. 2001 was Lewis and Rahman 20-1. Then, of course, there was Buster Douglas Tyson, which was 42-1. Spinks Holmes was 6-1, and Spinks Ali was 10-1. So this is ranked up there with some of
Buster
the biggest
Douglas?
Upsets.
Buster Douglas had to be up. Was he on that?
Yes, you're typing. You're not paying attention. That was the third one.
I was listening for
Welcome
it.
Welcome to the
hear.
Show, sir.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's twice now in this segment. See how you do me?
You guys just talk about boxing. Let me know
See
when you're
how
done.
You do me?
But
thank you.
I saw what happened.
Thank you. No, but it was a big upset, and really the bigger upset was how it affected the heavyweight division going forward and the matches that could have been made. And you know, you'll still probably see a Joshua Deontay Wilder fight, but it's not going to have the same pomp and circumstance. It's just not going to have the same, now that he's lost, it's just not going to be the same.
Yeah, it's not the end of Joshua, but for sure he's gonna then no one's gonna ever let him live this down. No, nope. He's gonna be probably having nightmares about this.
If I'm Deontay Wilder, and you make that fight, I'm like, really, you're gonna have this dude?
Oh, he killed him on Twitter.
After he just
Will you pull up his realize, because he killed him.
Then right after that happened, did you see that Wilder and well, the Drake thing is one thing, but Tyson Fury and Wilder came to an agreement on a 2020 fight.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So they're going to rematch.
Oh, well, yeah.
There you go. That just eliminated Joshua in that deal. And yeah, and Joshua was like, I'm going to put an end to this Drake thing, this Drake curse once and for all. And he took pictures with Drake a few weeks ago, put it all over social media. Ooh, people didn't let him forget about that one.
No, that was pretty funny.
So yeah, that was, yeah, I looked at that and I was like, I was going to ask you guys, is it a good thing for the sport or bad thing? Because you look at it and you figure the sport is all about like the training and the intensity and all these guys that are just muscle and rocked up and, you know, and just extreme, just fantastic athletic shape. And then you see this guy and go, does it bring too much like kind of a, is it a joke sport when they see things like that? Or are they going, hey, anybody can win and that's what makes it great?
I don't think it makes it a joke.
Neither do I. I just...
There are different body types. There are different guys that... I mean, you look at an example that somebody texted in was, yeah, look at Sage Northcutt. Absolutely. Sage Northcutt probably has like 2% body fat. It's almost unhealthy how little body fat that dude has. He had a jaw broken in 8 places or like his face.
27-second knockout in that 1FC promotion or whatever.
I learned that watching MMA, and it's so true because... Everything, when you have nothing but muscle, you also fatigue faster because all that muscle needs blood and oxygen. So it has its disadvantages as well. And I think people just equate that the muscle with strength. And just because you have the muscle, that doesn't necessarily mean you're strong. Like, there's country strong, too. And country strong, you'll see a guy that doesn't look big, but he's country strong. And it's just because he's not ripped. But I don't think it cheapens the sport.
It's just a big disappointment, really, because you want parity in the sport. You want competition in the sport. But at the same time, I don't want the significance of that potential fight between Joshua and Wilder to be lessened because he got knocked out by Ruiz. At the same time, I'm happy for Ruiz, and I think there should be parity. But nobody wants to see that fight anymore or as much. Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, too, like when you look at Ruiz... If he was a little doughy, if he was just, you know, not, if he was a little flabby, then I think people
would be less of an upset almost.
Well, but the odds are the same because Ruiz is not a great boxer.
Right.
He's not, you know, an upper echelon guy that you look at and go, man, that dude, he could be heavyweight champion for a really long time. Who's going to beat that guy? But then the fact that he is so overweight compounds the issue. If he was a little doughy, people would just be like, oh, yeah, that's good for him. That's a good upset. But you're an underdog and an underrated boxer, and you're overweight. That's just, you know, another issue.
Yeah.
And it makes the optics of it
look
worse.
I think it multiplies.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That right. sucks.
Yeah, it definitely does. And now it's going to be interesting because now you're going to see, is he going to change his body type or his style for his next fight? Because obviously, he's going to get another big fight, right?
Yeah, he should.
Has to with the belt.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see where it goes from here and how long this is going to last.
Boxing's probably trying to give him a bad drug test or something so they can strip him for his title.
I was thinking it's not a good look for boxing.
Really?
Yeah, I think the Cinderella story thing is okay, but when the Cinderella story kind of looks like that, I don't think it's a great look for the sport.
Somebody sent a meme. Francisco Abarca sent it to all of us. It's like the gym versus tacos and beer. Tacos and beer wins.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just don't think boxing wants tacos and beer to win every time or on a consistent basis.
Well, it's like they say in football, if you don't want me celebrating, don't let me score. If you don't want a fat guy being a world champ, then
I think he looked, he looked past him? Don't you think he thought this was going to be an easy one? Based on the odds and where they went to before the fight, he was such a heavy favorite. I think he felt like he could go in there with a half-assed game and still win.
What I love is I'm seeing friends of mine that are in the fight game posting saying, I told you, like they knew. They're like, I told you. It's like, okay, really? Because I never saw anybody saying this, that he was going to win. So chill out with the I told you.
Right. Definitely. Yeah, especially not with those circumstances. We're going to continue to roll on. We're at the midway point of the show. Plenty more to get to. Got to talk about some Astros.
hey, it took a little longer than maybe everybody thought in the seventh inning yesterday, but they got another W, and they're at it again tonight. So we'll talk baseball and a whole lot more coming up on the second half of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. Having a lot of fun, talking about a lot of things here in the first half of the show, including NBA Finals, horseflies, Arkansas.
I need to Google if they really bite you and tear off a chunk of your flesh and go eat it later, because that's like a zombie.
Yeah.
That's more of a zombie tactic than just a regular old horsefly. That's
sounds
weird.
Like an HBO series.
Right.
Yep.
Hey, head out to the second annual Mike Rozier Heisman Player Weekend, June 20th through the 23rd, all benefiting the Mike Rozier Cancer Foundation. A weekend full of former Heisman winners and fun events, including 36 holes of championship golf at Black Horse Golf Club. Nice course, by the way. A father-son lunch with the athletes, plus a memorabilia show at the Wyndham. For more information and to reserve your spots, go to hometeamevents.org. That is hometeamevents.org. I saw something. Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say breaking news real quick.
Yes.
For those of you interested in what's going on with all, everything with the Rockets, I guess Roy Rogers wasn't a bad assistant coach. Roy Rogers, the assistant coach let go by the Rockets this last week, found himself a home pretty quickly. And oh, by the way, he got a 3-year deal. 3 years with the Chicago Bulls under ex-Rockets assistant Jim Boylan. He will be a member of the coaching staff of the Chicago Bulls for the next 3 years.
I saw that.
Is that where we're at now on basketball talk?
It's interesting because
Roy Rogers is his boy.
No, Jim Boylan's my boy, not Roy Rogers. I never knew Roy Rogers.
Oh. You're that desperate for basketball talk?
No,
that we're
I'm
doing?
Just throwing it out there because the Rockets haven't replaced any assistants, and they were quick to throw away the assistants that they had, but obviously they have value because another team was willing to jump out there right away and give him a 3-year deal.
Okay.
All right, Barry.
I mean, he's like, he's going.
I'm a Matt Thomas you now.
What are you going to do?
Well, then, Barry, it's on you. What should we do? What are we going to talk about next?
There's a ton of stuff we can talk about.
All right, let's get to it.
We can talk about how much weed is too much weed to smoke in a day.
We don't want to talk about that.
Nope.
You already had your long talk in the first hour. It's enough.
Yep, got it out of the way for the day.
We can afford you only a little amount of real estate, sir. You can't just have the whole 3-hour show to long talk.
I'm talking about marijuana, you dumbasses.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead. Let's talk about it.
Oh, now you're on board.
That changed now the you're on for board. Nicholas, yes.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
So apparently Wiz Khalifa came out on the Joe Rogan podcast and talked about how much weed he smoked. I don't know how much is too much. Okay. I don't know how much is a
Neither
lot.
Is Nick.
I'm still the guy that was dealing in nickels, dimes, and quarters. Yeah. So that tells you where my knowledge is in the weed game. Like, it's now grams, right? Like, that's grams and ounces.
You should have joined Coin Club. Nickels,
I should
dimes,
have.
And quarters.
But Wiz Khalifa came out and said, so Joe Rogan says he smokes about a joint a day.
That's not much.
No.
At all.
I would have thought it would have been a lot more. I just figured Joe Rogan was high all the time.
Like, I think everybody has to cut back a little bit, man.
He does a lot. That's the one where Elon Musk got caught or was openly smoking weed on his podcast, right?
I thought Joe Rogan smoked a lot, but apparently he said he only smokes about a joint, approximately one joint a day. Wiz Khalifa said he smokes an ounce a day.
Oh, no.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
Is it?
How much is an ounce?
28 grams.
Is that like Snoop Dogg? I don't know. What the hell?
That's a lot.
Bro, this ain't Canada with the metric system. I don't know what the hell a gram is.
Yeah, it's 20. So it's 28 grams is an ounce. I mean, 28 grams. Yeah, 28 grams is an ounce. 16 ounces in a pound.
Okay, so he smokes about 1/16 of a pound of weed.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem is you don't realize how little weed weighs. So when you do think about an ounce of weed, that would weigh a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, like, not weigh a lot. That would be a lot.
So, like, to put it in perspective, because I was
how many quarterbacks? No, I'm seeing.
Quarterbacks in and outs? It's four, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. I got those numbers down.
Looks so. Like four. Yeah, when you're talking about certain.
That's
yeah.
the only math I know,
you
sir.
You got weird yeah. math. I'm like, I can ask him, like, all kinds of math.
You really can.
He's like, I don't know. But then you start asking, 28 grams in an
you
ounce.
You talked about that one day.
I did. We had this. Remember the Zach Randolph situation? That was our big debate, like, 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. And we're talking about whether or not Zach Randolph was actually selling. But to put it in perspective, like when I was smoking a lot, and I know that comes to a shocker as you, because I really don't smoke that much. Like,
no way. I don't believe
it. Average daily, like a daily guy that has a job and everything, like who just can't go on without it, will literally wake up and smoke. Mm-hmm. We'll smoke on the way to work. We'll smoke during their lunch break. We'll smoke on the way home and then smoke at night before they go to bed. And even then, if this is all by yourself, it's kind of a struggle to get through an ounce. That's just to give you some perspective.
Damn.
So he had to smoke. He has to smoke a lot of, I mean, I don't know if he was joking or if he was being facetious when he said it, but that's a lot. That's a lot.
That's what he said on his.
It's, and the thing is, it's getting so prevalent because of the states that legalize it. I was going to the gym Saturday on 59. I literally pulled up next to a car where a guy and a girl were just passing it back and forth with a cloud of smoke while they were going down the road. And I'm like, that's a little brazen, isn't it? Like, you know, there's still cops on 59. You don't want that look.
Yeah, it's definitely brazen because it's up to the cop. Because I've heard cops say, you know what, I really don't bust people for that anymore.
Because it's a hassle for them, isn't it? Didn't in Houston they pass the law where unless it's a certain amount, you don't even go to jail anymore.
Is that an
ounce? You just get...
No, if in Houston it's decriminalized. Outside, no. Outside of Houston, no. So if you do get caught with it, you just have to take a class and a fine. Like, now, if anywhere else, anything above 2 ounces is a felony.
Oh, so it's 2 ounces.
Yeah. Below 2 ounces is a misdemeanor.
But what about if it's concentrated? Like if it's an
That's
oil.
That's a felony automatic. That's a controlled substance.
Yep. That's scary.
But no jail time. They don't take it. I mean, what I'm saying is, a felony.
Like,
if it's less
than
2 ounces, you don't even have to go to jail anymore. You just get a ticket and then you got to do like.
In Houston.
Only. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like amazed. I'm driving next to this car. It's kind of driving erratically, and I see all this smoke coming up. And I look, and they're just passing the blunt back and forth and laughing. And I was like, God, that's pushing it a little too far.
I don't know how people do that. I don't function well.
Even with those pens these days, I feel like it's a risk.
We
know what you're doing.
Look, we've talked about it. I thought I was wearing contacts, and I don't. I don't function. I don't function well. I'm not going to drive.
Yeah,
like, kill somebody.
I was like, you know what?
Either
I'm not
be going 3 miles an hour thinking I'm speeding.
But
I'm
like,
not, no,
and like I said, I'm not an expert on it. But I was going to ask because I was like, drunk driving has obviously gotten out of control. But I didn't know what it did to how it affected you when driving.
Most people that I know that smoke weed say that they drive. This is the big thing. Oh, I drive better when I'm high. Okay, first of all, no, you don't.
It's usually an indication that they can't go on without weed.
Right. But I do think that people aren't as dangerous behind the wheel when they're high as they are when they're drunk.
100%.
I do believe that
they're just relaxed, laid back, and...
Usually.
Yeah.
Most people that have a high tolerance, they might be... I mean, their reaction times might be slowed a little bit, but they're not swerving and just, you know, going to head into you in oncoming traffic and stuff like that. I don't...
Because drunk drivers always seem like... They want to get off the road, so they're in a hurry. They're running stop signs, running lights.
Well, and they're
speeding,
swerving.
Right.
But I've ridden with guys that have been high, and it's not scary. It's not like if you've ever ridden with someone that's drunk.
Oh,
that's a scary.
That's
thing.
Frightening. Yeah.
But yeah, I've ridden with folks that were high in the past, and it's not that big of a deal, really. I'm not condoning it, just for purposes of
legality,
gal media, and all that. And I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying. I do think that there's a difference between the two. But that surprised me. An ounce seems like a lot. And it also, I think the more surprising thing is that Joe Rogan only smokes a joint every day. Yep.
I mean, I'm not surprised at the amount. I'm sure there's potheads out there, but it is a lot to get through. Like, that's a lot. Mm. A lot of weed to get through. Like, a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, we still got a lot of show to get to. So we're going to continue to roll. Astros in Seattle tonight. Corbin Martin on the hill. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Is there a possibility this is his last start in the Astros rotation if it doesn't go well? So Barry and I can kick that around amongst some other things and also talk about the victory yesterday. Before we get to all that, Barry, though, you have something else to tell
us. Yeah, I want to tell the people about GetUpside. Listen, I love that you guys are telling me that it's working for you, because I know that it's going to. You just have to use it. So if you haven't, just like listeners that are sending me screenshots, 3 weeks, $25. Get Upside, get you cash back on stuff you're already paying for. And, you know, is every deal going to be the max deal? No, not always. But over time, if you stay consistent with it, man, you're going to get free money in your pocket just for buying the stuff you already buy every day. Now, first thing I want you to do is go download it to your phone from your whatever app store it is, iTunes, Google Play, doesn't matter. Download Get Upside. It's totally free. Put it on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, because that's going to get you extra savings on your first fill-up, kind of give you a boost, like considered a little seed money, a little extra money in your pocket just for using the app and giving it a try. And there's, again, no strings attached, no hidden fees. You don't pay to use this, none of that. You just get cash back because these businesses want you to go there. So they partner up with Get Upside, offer you these cash back deals. And you, the customer, are the one that benefit from it. And you can get up to 25 cents a gallon in gas. You can get up to 35% cash back in food. But here's the thing. Like, you know, I told you about the listener, Joshua, that sent me a screenshot of the $25 in his account. You can also get your friends to sign up. And when they sign up and use your promo code, just like I have my promo code, Barry, and I don't get anything for this. Just you and the app users will get it. But when your friends use your promo code, you're going to get money off of their use. So, there's no reason not to do this, man, unless you just hate money. If you don't like free money, then yeah, don't use GetUpside. But if you like getting cash back and you like it easy and painless and no catch, no strings attached, download GetUpside, put in my promo code Barry, start getting that cash back, and thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Wrapping up hour number two of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday. I did want to ask you guys this. I won't say which day, but on the weekends, my tradition is becoming taking Taylor to the trampoline / kind of bounce house kind of place.
It's kind of a trend. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So a lot of birthday parties, a lot of kids. One, would you go and participate or would you go and just take a child? Because it's starting to creep me out and piss me off. Uh-oh. That you get these people that bring their kids, either be it for a birthday or otherwise, and they get so overzealous, they feel like they got to be out there too. So now you got grown-ass adults bouncing off of trampolines and having to get out of the way and avoid little kids. And then even on, like, they had this big, like, jungle gym apparatus. It's like a big kind of like a... You go upstairs, you avoid punching bags, you can slide down slides, you do all these things. And these little kids will be going up the stairs or going from one part to another. And all of a sudden, these 38-year-olds to 45 are just like, move, and fly through. And I'm like, yo, dude, these kids are like 3, 4, 5 years old. And they're like trying to get all that they can out of it. I'm like, this isn't for you. It's for the kids.
That's a little excessive.
Well, there's definitely some immature parents out there. I don't know how people can be aggressive with kids, but they are.
No, are they playing with their kids or are they?
Some of them are playing with their kids.
Others, so that I understand.
Others are just like, whether it's a couple and they let their kids go off. I watch them. They let the kids go off on something else. And then the two of them are, you know, because the way it's set up, it's like they have like 3 in a row trampolines with pads around them. It's obviously, it's like a floor, but there's 3 trampolines with pads around them. And then the ones on the outside go all the way like the length of half a football field. And in the middle, they have like these big padded squares, like if you need a landing spot to kind of to not jump. The couples are like taking a running start and then trying to bounce on every trampoline as fast as they can. And you might have a little kid, 3 or 4. Obviously, Taylor's small. She just kind of just sees a trampoline and just decides, I'm going to jump on this one. And all of a sudden, here comes Bertha going 100 miles an hour and she's going to bring the house down. And you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I want to say something and I don't, but it's getting close because they're going to hurt somebody.
That seems a little excessive if there's a bunch of kids around, but it's not just a kid's place, right? Like, it's for adults too.
Well, they sell alcohol for the parents.
It's definitely an adult place.
Yeah, but I think they've had to tone that down.
Man.
But for the most part, you rarely see adults doing it. It's all kids and birthday parties.
That's crazy, the amount of insurance that place has to have.
No doubt.
You know how dangerous? Like,
just opened up one by my house.
I've seen dudes like...
They're opening up all over the place.
I've seen bad injuries on trampolines.
Mm-hmm.
Those can't be safe. It still freaks me out, though, that there's... Like, what is it, Ratchet Hatchet?
Oh, yeah.
I imagine their insurance.
Oh, gotta be.
Did you see the one where the chick threw the axe and it bounced off the floor, hit the wall, and flew over her head? And if she didn't duck, it would have hit her.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm like, that's gotta be a
why is she throwing an axe there?
That's what they do.
At Ratchet Hatchet and stuff like that. At these axe throwing places.
It's
like a bar, like Lucky Strike. It's like darts for lumberjacks. Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no
way I'm doing a real axe. Yeah.
It's Lucky Strike with an axe.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Yeah, it's like lumberjack darts. It's crazy.
Yep.
And I'm like, nope.
I wouldn't even be within proximity.
It looks fun, don't get me wrong. But I wouldn't want to be around like drunk people. Like, I wouldn't go with you, Nick. There's no way that I would go axe throwing.
Definitely don't want me.
I would go with Joel because I know Joel and I would be sober and have a good time doing it. You, I would not go with you to throw axes.
And
because
Nick
you
his...
would chop off my toe.
And I if just Nick know... had his half an ounce.
On accident.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, sorry, bro, I dropped my axe on. I thought I was holding it tight and I just. And I'm like, yeah, and my pinky toe now is laying outside of my shoe.
This will make you feel better.
And then Nick's going to be like, you think you need surgery? Because I can fill in for you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's no, my and here's the other thing that someone there told us. How about this? The other thing is, because it's really not that expensive to get your kid to go to one of these places, parents now are just dropping their kids off and just going, here, go have fun and play and take off. And Lisa was telling me about this, and I'm like, no, they don't. And she's like, yeah, they're just talking about it over here. So I'm looking. Here comes a dude, no kid, probably late 50s, gray hair, backpack, glasses, walks right in the front door. You don't have to check in if you're not jumping. You don't have to do anything. And just goes right for the kid area. And I'm going, and I'm watching going, I hope he's here for a birthday party. But now I'm really getting more and more concerned about these places.
What do you? I don't understand.
You can just walk in off the street, and it's almost like if you want to watch them, just go in. You want to watch kids run around like something like that?
I mean, what's wrong with that?
Isn't that an invitation for like pedophiles?
Oh, bro, that could be anywhere. You could do that at the mall.
Well, it worries the hell out of me. I see this creepy looking dude. He's watching kids, and I'm like, how'd he get in here? And then I watch
That part's kind of weird, though.
He could go to any playground in the city and do that. Like, what's the difference?
Well, no, a lot of them are banned from play. A lot of them are.
You can't ban somebody
if
from
you're a pedophile.
Playground?
There's restraining orders where they can't be within a certain hundred amount of feet by a playground.
And are you walking up to people at parks going, excuse me, sir, are you a pedophile? Can I see your I'm not a pedophile card? I'm just saying, like, dudes can just go up to a park and sit down and watch.
That concerns me, and it concerned me seeing that.
I think you might be overreacting a little bit, but
there has to be some check when you walk in the front door.
No, there doesn't.
Okay.
Do they check you when you go to Chuck E. Cheese?
They should.
No, you pay your money, you walk in. That's it. I don't see why.
Yeah,
that
but
would
more
be
adults
different.
Are playing video games and things like that. Adults, like I said, because there's very minimal people jumping on the trampoline.
I'll get down some whack-a-mole.
I bet you will.
And some skee-ball. I'm skee-ball champion. You don't want this. I'll get those tickets to get a spider ring like nobody's business.
Okay. So.
am I a pedophile now because I go to Chuck E. Cheese?
I don't know what you do in your spare time, but I'm not saying that.
What,
I'm
you guys are not friends?
Huh?
You guys are not friends? Y'all don't hang out and have beers together?
No, I'm saying like I went
We go throw axes.
Yeah. No, but like if you do go to a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese, I'll go off on my own and play the games. I'm not going to sit there with the little kids and watch them eat pizza and like that's boring.
But if you're a parent at one of those parties or someone throwing the party, you keep the kids are in a pretty close proximity. You keep an eye on them. These places are so big and there's so many different areas. That when the kids spread out and stuff like that, it concerns me.
I feel like you're being an overprotective dad.
You know what? Maybe I am. But in this case, I'm fine with that moniker.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a kid, so I don't get your feeling.
I don't understand it either.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
I mean,
just think about your cat.
Hey, why are you getting mad?
If the cat wanted to bounce?
I don't know why you're getting mad at a dude that's just going to a public place and jumping on a trampoline.
No, he wasn't jumping. That's what I'm saying. He wasn't jumping. He wasn't there to jump because in order to jump, you have to have socks that you bought there that are bright green and yellow.
Are they new or used?
You buy them new.
No, I was going to say, yeah. I'm out.
And you have to have
thing.
Those socks on, those specific socks to jump on the trampoline. You can't bring your own. Dude was in his shorts with his high-colored socks and his boat shoes and his backpack, and he was walking around just looking at it, and I'm like, I don't like all that.
Speaking of cats, have y'all seen Lauren Pope's leash that she has for her cat?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Did you see that?
I'm not a fan of...
You better hope Joel's wife doesn't see that. That's what I told her.
What is she?
She's got her cat on a leash.
Some people do that.
Really?
Yeah.
A cat?
Yeah. Not a kid. Don't do it to a kid. But you can do it to a cat.
Look, Amos said, I know a guy that has opened a few of those trampoline parks. He told me they're actually designed for adults and teens.
Screw Amos.
See, you don't know what you're talking about, Joel.
Two hours of the books. 1 hour to go. I tell you what, if the guy walks in with a rain jacket, we got a real problem.
Just a trench coat?
Yeah. Final hour of the show is coming up next. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.